Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another wonderful episode of Ask Drone You.
Wonderful, indeed, Paul. And welcome, everybody, to episode number 159, as always. We are so glad that you're with us, and we are so glad that we've got listeners in Dubai.
Seriously.
Can I
come to your place, dude?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, cool. I would kill for a trip to Dubai. That sounds like so much fun.
It is. Yeah, I've actually been there for 24 hours.
Are you serious?
Really sweet place. I wish we could have been there longer, but yeah, it was cool.
24 hours, why?
Because we were flying to Ethiopia, and it was a stopover.
Oh, that's right, when you were adopting your kids.
Yeah, when we were adopting our kids, we stopped in Dubai and checked it out for a while.
I would love to explore Dubai. I think it would be so much
fun. All you need to do is adopt some kids. That's probably not a good idea.
Not at the moment.
I'm not.
Kids need a foundation.
I'm not recommending that for Paul right now. Maybe down the road.
Maybe down the road.
Anyways, we do have a great question. Our buddy Ali in Dubai sounds like a great guy, and I'm going to play that for you now.
Hi, Paul and Rob. This is Ali from Dubai. I'm in the process of building a heavy lifter with a Ronin gimbal. The idea is to carry a Red with lens or an Arri with their lens. And I understand I need to balance the gimbal for the camera and the lens. But what do I need to do regarding the follow focus? Is that something that they have remote control for it, or do I need to build it and provide it to them? Your help is greatly appreciated. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ollie, for the kind words. Definitely appreciate it. And for you listeners out there who are wondering, what is follow focus? Well, follow focus is essentially if you wanted to rack focus from one subject to another. For example, if you're watching a movie and you're noticing a character who is narrating over the video his thoughts or emotion while talking about someone else who is in frame, normally you would see the other person in frame as their narration is talking about that person, and then they would rack the focus back to the person talking and essentially expose that person properly to give your eye the sense that, okay, we've talked about that person, now we're moving back to this person.
Cool.
So it's when you can change the focus from one subject to another in frame to give it very cool perspective and whatnot.
So that's an interesting idea that there'd be a remote control for that. It makes sense.
It is.
Go back and forth.
It is. But for you dronies out there who want a little tip and trick, follow focus is something that I have been trying more and more in my shots because, again, I want to take my production level. I'm always trying to upgrade my production value and whatnot. That being said, the Sony A7S and the Sony A6000 are two very remarkable cameras for follow focus because the way that the focus is built, if you're using autofocus, the way the focus is built is you can actually systematically time based on the movement in the gimbal how your focus will work. For example, if you put a person in focus and then you want to slowly move off into a big landscape scene, you can do that with the A7 without having any follow focus control, period. Now, how you would do that is you would set up the camera first to focus on the person, and then as you would move away from that person, it would need to be a very, very slow movement off into the landscape, but you can get that same follow focus move. Now, for Ollie, if you're building a Ronin and you want the follow focus control, there's good news and there's bad news. On the Ronin, DJI actually has created, but is only prototyped, a follow focus control. And it's a remote control. You would use the canvas port on your Ronin to actually plug in the follow focus control. It has a motor to also control the focus itself. And you've got a knob on the bottom, or your remote, that you can control the focus. One thing I will say with the Sony camera is that you can have issues with focus. It has been a problem with some Sony users for me. It's not really a big deal, but the whole follow focus, I've obtained without a remote control and without exterior controls.
So in order to do that, obviously this is a different setup than Ali's talking about.
Well, no. The Ronin that he has, they do make a follow focus controller.
Right.
But it's not out yet. It's only prototyped. Yes, they actually showed it off for the very first time at NAB 2015.
But he's talking about using a Red, mm-hmm. right? And you're talking about using a Sony.
I'm just saying that there are differences between the cameras. You know, the Red can't do that. The Sony can.
Okay.
The Red camera has a much larger dynamic range than the Sony, and I understand the point of the follow focus on the Red. Ollie, if you want my honest opinion on what you should do, I would say trash the Ronin, get rid of it, get a Movi Free Fly, Movi 5 gimbal, because they already have follow focus built into the remote. It's a much more reliable gimbal anyway. You're not going to have the horizon drift problems that you have with the Ronin gimbals. And the Movi, I mean, for example, we have a client here at DroneU who wants to be the very first to fly an 8K sensor. They bought us a camera so that we could do it for them.
Nice.
And we may even work an Alta drone into the deal for a video. But we decided on that equipment, the Alta, and with the free fly gimbal, because when you're flying that kind of payload, you need every point of reliability and redundancy possible. And we trust free fly over the DJI Ronin M.
Okay.
Only because our experience has created issues with the Ronin gimbals. Yeah, they came up with the firmware update to control the horizon shift and whatnot, but you just have so much more cinematic capability with an Alta and a free fly gimbal. Can you use a free fly gimbal under, say, an S1000 or an S900? I'm sure you can. I just wouldn't recommend it. The Alta, really, I got to be honest, I saw some Porsche commercials that my buddy did with one, and you know, you want to talk about the all-capable drone. I think we finally have one.
So what's the price difference between what Ollie's talking about and what you're talking about?
Well, I'm not sure. So if he's working with the full-size Ronin, if I remember correctly, they were like $2,500.
Okay.
The Ronin M is only $1,500, though. The Movi M5 gimbal is $5,000.
Okay.
But with that setup, you have a ground-based platform and also an aerial-based platform, a remote, everything that you would need. Now, the Alta itself costs about $9,000 on top of that.
But if you're going to be flying something like a Red, you're not going to – not that Ronin is skimping, but you're going to – if he decides that the free fly is better.
Now, here's the reason that I would go free fly over Ronin is because, again, flying it, if he's probably using the Ronin because he's probably using a DJI airframe.
Right.
And I just don't think the DJI airframes can handle the weight of a Red right now.
Okay. Even the 1,000?
Correct.
Interesting. Okay. So what would you fly then?
The Alta.
The Alta. Okay.
Yeah. The Alta or an X8 of some sort.
So. That you design and build yourself, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Well,
definitely. So, you know, Ollie, this brings back the question. It sounds like you're building this drone for a client. So, again, Ronin, they have developed follow focus controller from DJI, not available yet. It is available on the Movi Free Fly gimbal. We're not supported by Movi or Free Fly. By any means, I just think it's industry standard at this point. I mean, it's already becoming the industry standard. And you have endless options, really.
And the Ronin that's in development, you might not want to be the first one, as they say, with new equipment.
Well, with DJI especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really, really, really important. And honestly, I've seen other follow focus contraptions, and I was going to mention some of them here, but they all have mixed reviews, and I haven't really tried them, so I can't really give you my opinion. But with FreeFly, I've messed with it. Oh, that brings up the problem with the Sony. With the Sony, difference between the Red and the Sony, where the Sony kind of falls from the Red, is the fact that when you actually move the focus electronically, that same movement does not always have the exact same reaction. Meaning, if I move my focus knob slowly, it could have a different speed, even though I'm trying to do the same speed to rack focus the next time. So, just so you know, ins and outs of the cameras.
Consistent.
Correct.
And so your expectation has to build that in.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give him all the details possible.
Yeah, no, that's
great.
So. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to think about.
It is. And this is something that I've been working on, too, because I just got in with Network Television. I've been working with them and actually very, very shocked to hear what they want, how they want it, and what their main focus is. But it'll be a great topic for another webinar that's coming up. So
absolutely.
Make sure you listen in. And guys, if you are still listening, it means you're an avid listener. And we would really appreciate a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to our podcast. Also, if you're ready to turn your passion into profit, or maybe you just want to learn to fly like a pro, it's time to join the community of pros for pros. This is thedroneu.com.
Absolutely. And guys, if you have a question, just like Ali had his question, please go to AskDroneU.com and send that question over to us. We'd love to hear from you. And we do our best to get to everybody's question. Obviously, we do one of these a day, and so there's a progression there.
We've got another big podcast episode coming up, though, that I really want to share with you guys. A lot of people, by a lot I mean one, has said... And I think there are competitors, but they've said that, you know, we're super focused on making money. We're super focused on helping people out in using a tool for a job. But what about people's lives? What about search and rescue? Where can I get reliable information for that? So I think for our next big podcast, I'm going to interview all of the different groups that offer search and rescue, and we're going to highlight the problems with using drones for search and rescue, like the fact that most of the time the authorities call too late. We're going to talk about how the fact that federal authorities are afraid to call drone pilots because they don't know whether it's legal to use or not. And when lives matter, I think that's the dumbest thing ever. And it's cost human life. People won't say it on the air, but it has cost human life.
Well, and let's be part of the solution to that. Be on the front of getting those things changed.
Absolutely.
And so that's a lot of what this podcast is going to help do.
Definitely. So you're going to want to check that out. I'm not going to throw an episode number out there last time because it bit me in the butt.
I called up to 4 a.m. making sure that gets done.
Yeah. So anyway, but guys, thank you so much for listening and we greatly appreciate it. And that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.